Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
The Beast of Bodmin is a black panther-like creature that is believed to inhabit Bodmin Moor. There have been about 60 sightings recorded in the area since 1983, and experts believe there is a population of big cats in and around Bodmin Moor, which became a nerve center of these sightings and reports of inexplicably slain livestock. All the talk of dangerous wild cats led Great Britain's Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries and Food to conduct an official investigation in 1995. The study's findings, released on July 19, concluded that there was no verifiable evidence of exotic felines loose in Britain.
Welcome, conspiracy conspiracy therapy podcast. Brian, Larry, Springhill, Josh, and the Luma Mommy herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Beast of Bodmin Moor.
Sitting in the Civic, my flows are unimaginable. Hannibal Lecter, shit. Eating MCs for breakfast, bitch. Since I was born and touched the mic the first time, it's been a problem. Your life was a mistake, your pop should've wore a condom. You niggas think you hard, I think you better come harder. I leave rappers confused like Will.i.am Barber. Fucking with looters, not a great look. A verse will make your fans unfriend you on Facebook. Click. My styles are going in the label, so if stars want a war, I'm they daddy like Darth Vader. And since I'm always high, it's kinda hard to overlook me. For over 100 stacks, it's kinda hard to overbook me. And a whole nother house for my cars is on my checklist, cause the fit 'em in one garage is like a nigga playing Tetris. But they say patience is a virtue, cause I got your bitch staying out way past
Duke the- Kitchen Studio, gathered with the mom, skeptic, and the beard. Yours truly. Ed Dead 2020.
Rad Padre.
We don't like 2020 very much, but hey.
No, I'm no, that's a hashtag. I'm so happy to lose.
We're talking about a cryptid. Yay! People love to tune in when we talk about a cryptid. So, I gotta ask you guys, gotta pull the Thunderbird to the side of the road. Truthfully, when it comes to like a black leopard, I get scared.
They're more dangerous than deaf leopards.
What would you hear coming?
No, they only have one arm.
Imagine going to run and just fall on its face. You can just pounce.
Just runs in circles.
How would you react if you stepped out of your vehicle and you saw a black leopard?
I would get back in my vehicle as quickly as I could.
Josh says, get back in his vehicle.
Black leopards matter.
He hands you a joint and runs away.
Fuck, that's what black leopards do. I'm in. Right. Yeah, I don't. If I saw like a real black big cat, I would be milking out. Those things run so fucking fast.
They do.
I am not about it. I would be seeking shelter. I would get back in my car and squirt away.
Squirt away? Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
You would wop away.
What?
Wet ass panther.
Yeah, it just came out of the river.
So the Beast of Bodmin Moor.
What about Larry?
I already said black leopards matter.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to erase that from her mind.
Yes.
Yep.
I
send your hate mail to Larry_Guy_Guy.
Well, Ryan, you never answered what you would do.
Probably shit myself and like trip on my pantaloons trying to get back into my Ford Thunderbird.
Trip on your shirt since you pooped your Oh no, I'm gonna shit my pants. He just whips his shirt off then. Shit his pants.
Yep.
Look at that Black Panther dead in the eye and say, can you dig it? Is that a wrestling thing?
No.
Josh, don't be mad at me. I don't know. Let's go. All right. So in British folklore, the Beast of Bodmin Moor, also known as the Beast of Bodmin, is a phantom wildcat reported to live in Cornwall, England, United Kingdom. Bodmin Moor became a center of purported sightings after 1978, with occasional reports of mutilated slain livestock. The alleged panther leopard-like black cats of the same region came to be popularly known as the Beast of Bodmin Moor. So
it's a bad kitty.
Bad kitties in
you
the region.
You know about bad kitties.
Bad kitty.
In general, scientists reject such claims because of the improbability of large numbers because of them knowing that there would be large numbers of them to maintain a breeding population because climate and food supply issues would make such supported creatures survival in reported habitats unlikely.
Well, maybe the leopard was a chimney sweep.
True.
It was a regular leopard covered in soot.
It's a snow leopard.
Yeah.
It's just his day job.
Hello, hello, meow.
A long-held hypothesis suggests the possibility that alien big cats at large in the UK could have been imported as part of private collections or zoos.
Oh.
So that's why they think that maybe these could be the issue.
At first, I was like, what does the God of Thunder have to do with this? And I was like, oh, zoos.
Right.
You just zapped him down there.
Do you think that...
Let there be jaguars.
I thought the God of Thunder was Thor.
What is Zeus? He's the Greek god of something. Thunder. Lightning.
What is Thor, though? I don't know your charades.
Thunder.
They're the same god?
Basically, yeah. Okay.
They're like brothers?
I'm just trying to guide you guys. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm not going to do it.
So anyway,
showing restraint. Maybe we're talking about like different things. He could be the God of Thunder.
What is God?
The Zeus God of Thunder. The God of the sky, lightning, and the thunder in ancient Greek religion and legends.
I found this on the web.
I picked up everything April says. This is what does God, the God of the God of the sky?
Thor. Is a hammer-wielding god associated with lightning, thunderstorms, sacred groves and trees, strength, the protection of mankind, and also hallowing infertility.
Mm. Oh, so I mean, in a way, we're both right.
Yeah, it's just two different gods. Mm-hmm. Probably two different regions of the country.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is Zeus is Greek and Thor is Norse.
Ah, there we go!
Norse and Germanic.
I learned something new today.
He did. Sorry about that, folks.
No, you're fine.
We're not big on learning here.
An escaped big cat would not be reported to authorities due to the illegality of owning and importing the animal. It has been claimed that the animal trainer Mary Chipperfield released three pumas into the wild following the closure of her Plymouth Zoo in 1978, and that subsequent sightings of the animals gave rise to rumors of the beast. So that
what are we going to do with this leopard? I don't know. Just let out the back door.
Who puts three shoes out in the woods, though? Those things aren't cheap.
No. The callback to the three. Never mind.
The Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, and Food conducted an official investigation in 1995, led by investigators, namely Simon Baker and Charles Wilson. On 19th of July 1995, the study found that there were no verifiable evidence of exotic felines loose in Britain, and that the mauled farm animals could have been attacked by common indigenous species. The report stated that, quote, no verifiable evidence for the presence of big cat was found. There is no significant threat to livestock from a big cat in Bodmin Moor.
You know, they got it all wrong.
What is that?
They're looking for an actual cat, right? Mm-hmm. It's obviously just Carol Baskin running around in the woods.
Dancing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dancing around in the
woods. Dancing under the stars.
Yes. Dancing under the stars with her cat outfit on. Mm-hmm. She's going mm-hmm. blackface.
That seems
that's frowned upon. Yeah.
Seems like something she would do. Yeah.
She's still looking for her husband. OG was there too, looking for the killers.
Still haven't found him yet.
So
kitty.
Less than a week after the government report on 24th of July 95, a 14-year-old boy named Barney Lanyon Jones was walking by the River Fowey, where he discovered a large cat skull measuring about 4 inches long by 7 inches wide. The skull was lacking in lower jaw, but possessed 3 sharp, prominent canines that suggested that it might have been a leopard. The story hit the national press about the same time of the official denial of an alien big cat evidence on Bodmin Moor. Now, there's evidence of this. We're going to take a break in a second here. So the skull was sent to the National Natural History Museum in London for verification. A team of anthropologists. Thanks, man. I tried. And zoologists.
From
the Natural History Museum in London determined that it was a genuine skull. So it was a real skull. From a young male leopard. But also found that the cat had not died in Britain and that the skull had been imported as part of a leopard skin rug.
They would keep the head in there, wouldn't they? Yeah. I don't know. I've never had one. I always thought that was a little creepy.
Back of the skull.
Fuck on this dead animal.
Mm-hmm. Back of the skull was cleanly cut off in a way that is commonly used to mount a head on a rug. There was an egg case inside the skull that had been laid by a tropical cockroach. What? There was
That's a Disney egg... film waiting right, to happen. Hold tropical on, hold cockroaches. On.
There was an egg case inside the skull that had been laid by a... Doesn't sound any better.
No.
I know what you're saying. It's a tropical cockroach dropped its egg sac in the mouth or the head of the skull, right?
Right.
That doesn't sound fun. That can lead to infection.
Like these cockroaches, that, Disney, they've got shakers and
they're using steel the drums.
Sebastian,
pretty much a rip. I was thinking a ripoff of my Little Mermaid. It's just a little cockroach.
Flounder, I want to pinch her nipples.
So there was also cut marks on the skull indicating the flesh had been scraped off with a knife, and the skull had begun to decompose only after a recent immersion in water. Soon after the discovery, the investigation held in 1997 was incited by bite marks on farm animals, droppings, and new photographs, one of which was through binoculars close to St. Austell, Cornwall, an event evidently shows a adult pregnant female jaguar.
Jaguar was showing.
Really?
Yeah.
Down there, I want to pinch your nipples.
Ish.
I'm just saying, nipples. If I was a lobster, I'd just...
Fair enough.
I mean, I guess they pinch everything.
Yeah. The lobster was talking to Ryan. He's pooping shirtless in the water.
I get it. There's water. He's
the girl. Wow.
All right, God. We'll take a break. When we come back, more about the Beast of Bodmin Moore.
Hello, conspiracy therapy listeners. Are you subscribed to our Patreon yet? You're not? Well, for $5 extra a month, you can get an extra show a week. Pray tell, Larry, what would those shows be? Well, wouldn't you know it, I just happen to have a clip here for you to listen to.
What would your routine look like? Like, what would your outfit be, and what would be the, like, the song and the...
In your name.
Like, the theme. The hell,
let's do all of it.
I've already got mine.
Okay.
Okay.
I would be wrapped in tinfoil.
That's a weird name.
So, no. That's, well, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to be wrapped in tinfoil. I'm fucking with you. And I will be called D3XCL.
D3XCL to stage one, D3CXCL to the stage.
It's a play on C-3PO.
Okay. Yeah.
And I would do the robot
nice.
To the Cantina music from Star Wars.
D3XL to the stage. D3XL to the stage.
That does not surprise me at all. Leave it to you to have, like, the least sexy, most socially awkward stripper dance.
So if you like what you hear, you can subscribe at patreon.com/ Beer City Media Podcasts. That's patreon.com/ Beer City Media Podcasts. Now on with the show.
What's new, Pussycat? What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and bother your cute little Pussycat nose.
Second segment time.
Elvira's like, what's up, Pussycat?
I love it.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Biggest goth titties in all the planet. Mm-hmm. We love you, Elvira. I've been following you on Instagram for a very long time. Please.
Who knew?
Come on the show.
Cassandra Peterson, I think is her real name.
Indeed.
Yeah, thank you. She just turned 69.
British.
420.
British big cats.
No.
Is that a soccer team over there?
Mm-hmm. So, according to what I researched online, there are big cats in the UK. Also referred to as ABCs, aliens, or anomalous big cats, phantom cats, and mystery cats.
Those are the fireworks, right?
No, not according to this.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh. Wait.
Oh, man.
Meow, meow. I'm an alien cat. Meow, meow.
Well done.
The reports an incidence of Philidae, not native to Britain, but supposed to inhabit the British countryside. That's where all the big cats are, countryside.
I didn't even know Britain had big cats.
According to this, they're real.
Apparently.
Shows you how little I know about
in Britain.
Hi, UK listeners. We don't know shit.
Hey, man. You guys like,
I mean, shite.
Hey, mate.
Hey, guy. Do you like to do the Cabbage Patch and dance? Do you dance like Larry at a
Fozzy concert?
At a Fozzy concert pre warm up.
Hey, yes. Does anybody know how to Madison?
I know how to do the sprinkler.
Do the Fisher.
There's the start the lawnmower too. Yeah, I know that.
April, what dances do you know how to do?
Boy, I don't know. I'm really white. I mostly do like finger point dances.
You're the Macarena.
That's the one I do. It's fist pump, but it's really the double jerk off.
Oh, skiing.
Yeah, sure. That's what I was doing.
The whitest people you know.
Yep.
So these sightings are often reported as panthers, pumas, or black cats in England. A French theory suggests that the animals may be surviving Ice Age fauna. However, the existence of a populations of true big cats in Britain, especially a breeding population, is believed to be highly implausible by experts owing to lack of convincing evidence. There have been some incidents of recovering individual animals, often medium-sized species such as the Eurasian lynx, but in one 1980 case, a puma, which was captured alive in Scotland.
It's a freaking great cat.
These are generally believed to have been escaped or released pets that have been held illegally, possibly released from the animal after the animals become too difficult to manage. So, sounds like a lot of private zoos.
Sounds like Florida.
Yeah.
They have, like, gorillas, because people are apes or monkeys of some sort. Or people
these
just like,
goddamn gorillas are too hard to handle.
Like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, it sounds a little bit like a Tiger King situation, where wasn't it in the last episode they talked about...
Get out of here, marsupials! He's just banging on...
We gotta get rid of these boa constrictors quick.
I gotta tell you, I'm tired of these alligators.
Those actually are natural occurring.
Oh, shit. Sorry, brother.
But, like, yeah, people throw away their fucking boa constrictors and their monkeys and
everything.
What the fuck are they supposed to do out there?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm confused, man.
I could see.
If you want to open a Walmart, can you imagine gorillas owning a Walmart? Might be actually really great.
I thought this was the Tim Allen show. Shit.
Same thing.
23s or less. Well, I want to buy this Britney Spears CD for
$12.99. Awesome.
They just have a really old howler monkey at the entrance greeting.
He's not howling anymore.
No. It's a whisper monkey. Mm-hmm. Just go and ask the whisper monkey. He'll make your dreams come true.
That's where Jim Jones chimp retired to. He's a Walmart greeter in Florida now.
Welcome to Walmart. Where's the tasty aid? And the thing just runs. It's just gone.
Runs away.
What was that monkey's name?
Mr. Muggs.
Mr. Muggs gets in his car and just
I'm out.
All I do is ask where the flavor aid was.
God, that's a big pronounced orangutan.
That's a right of Mr. Muggs. Walked off the job. We're gonna have to dock you 13 bananas.
According to this, the great radical writer William Cobbett recalled radical in his rural rides how...
Sorry, the cat is eating out of the dog food can directly.
Smart, I mean...
He's going to have the fucking farts, too.
God.
Cat farts. Also known as queefs. There's your queef for the day, so you can't give us zero stars for not enough queefs.
Yep.
You love that word. It's a fun word to say. Queef.
It kind of sounds like one if you say it right. Queef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cat's looking at us weird. That we should. The next inevitable cat we get, we'll name it Queef.
Queef Latifah.
So I mentioned William Cobbett, who recalled in his rural rides how, as a boy in the 1760s, holy shit,
He had seen a cat as big as a middle-sized spaniel dog climb into a hollow elm tree in the grounds of the ruined Waverly Abbey near Farnham in Surrey. Later in New Brunswick, he saw a Lucifee, North American lynx, and it seemed to me to be just a cat as I had seen at Waverly. Another old report appeared in the Daily Express on 14 January 1927 of lynx being seen. So he's basically just seeing cats.
Mm-hmm. Sounds amazing.
Like big cats doing weird things, climbing into trees,
playing poker, filling out
tax reports. Further back,
putting together IKEA chairs.
Mm-hmm. And him seeing Judi Dench in the latest Cats movie would have really fucked him up.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys watch that?
No.
No, it didn't have the buttholes in it.
It didn't have what?
Didn't have the buttholes in it.
That's right. They had to add out the nuts and balls mm-hmm. and pussies and assholes. Yep. You saw it, Ryan? Was it good?
No.
You can just flip the mic.
No.
There you go.
Further back, there is a medieval Welsh poem, Pa Gwar in the Black Book of Carmathian.
None of that rhymed.
I know.
A bad poem.
Which mentions not a sifting. Cat's
no
plug.
No sifting, that's for sure.
Meaning
cat plug.
Plugs cat or clothing cat.
That's what Lando does to Ray.
Which roamed endlessly until slain by Sel in the Welsh triad. It was the offspring of the monstrous Sow Hawen. So these are all like weird rumored cats mm-hmm. that were like, fuck yo, Mario Kart.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Sifting through litter.
As I look for shit. Sifting through grass as I look for nip.
It rhymes.
We might need sifting 2020.
Sifting through my bank account as I look for a nub. Sifting through my mail as I look for my tax return.
That's
sifting
me.
Through the channels as I look for sports.
Sifting through my medicine cabinet as I look for glaucoma drops.
They're in the refrigerator. You gotta keep them cold.
Oh, okay, well.
Which makes it great when you pop it in your eyes. Just
ooh,
ice.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like a menthol. It's
refreshing, actually, yeah. Getting old.
Sifting through my beard as I look for white hairs.
Sifting through coupons so I can find a deal.
I'm Josh. Sifting through my beard as I look for snacks.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Ryan, sifting through my phone as I look for the alarm.
Ryan, sifting through my pockets as I look for pepperoni.
Oh, God.
So, a Canadian lynx shot in Devon in 1903 is now in the collection of the Bristol Museum. Analysis of its teeth suggests that prior to its death, it had spent a significant amount of time in captivity. In 1980, a puma was captured in Inverness Shire, Scotland. The capture followed several years of sightings in the area of a big cat matching the description of the one captured, which had led local farmer Ted Noble to erect a cage trap. The puma was subsequently put into the Highland Wildlife Park Zoo and given the name Felicity. When it died, it was stuffed and was placed in the Inverness Museum Zoo Director Eddie Orbells concluded that the animal...
We're here to bury our friend, the cat, but first...
...had been tamed and might not have been released for long, noting that it enjoyed being tickled.
Nope.
Okay.
So basically, we're just talking about a lot of cats that were caught after this in the UK, even though we're talking about this one beast that supposedly showed up. But
essentially, all it is like people letting their people are like, oh, look at this cute baby jaguar. It's adorable. And then it grows up and Jesus, what do I do with this?
I just hate my three kids.
Sounds like verdict territory. Yes. Well, then. So I want to show you guys, this is some video and photographic evidence of our cryptid.
Which will be on our Instagram when the episode
and
comes
our Facebook.
Out.
Thank you, Josh.
Probably.
I'm the one that posts all that shit.
Ryan will be on it.
And I have been 110% of the time.
Air five.
Here's your photo.
Oh, I love that kitty.
Oh, it just looks like a Maine Coon.
It looks, yeah, like, yeah. Maybe a lynx, but yeah, it's a fucking house cat.
It's a big pussy.
It's a fucking house cat. We just pulled one out from underneath a car before the show started.
We have a big one upstairs that's probably sleeping in our bed.
The show started.
If I were to describe what this show is, it's the show is sharding.
We shart from our mouths into these microphones.
They're cryptid.
It's a house cat.
It is.
It really is.
Sounds like a verdict. This is me.
Still a house cat.
He looks like he just sharted. He's making a face like,
and just
couldn't trust that one.
Yep. And by the way, just missed the litter box. Shat right outside the litter box like a dick.
Just missed? No. If it was Chewy. Rest in peace. He did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. He would stare right at me while he shat on the floor.
Chewy, rest in peace. I went,
no. Oh, I'm Chewy.
No, not the adorable four-legged.
No, we're adorable.
Do cats and dogs ever mate? Is there like a species that they're
Lando? I'm sure there's a lot of cat and dog rapage going on in this house.
Yeah, Lando goes up to Ray. Every time she comes downstairs, he mounts her.
Mm-hmm. He's made contact.
We made it
very clear that he's made contact.
He throws a paw up to his chin, dots a little mole on his cheek, and he's like, I can be your hero, baby. I can make your wish come true.
No, yeah, we know because she lets out a scream.
Yeah.
That's all. I like oral sex. It's pretty good.
You asked for that.
I mean, it's not anything we didn't know.
Yeah. Like, who here doesn't like oral sex? Exactly. No one raised their hand.
She's a porn star.
You guys have an OnlyFans? No? Work on it, Josh. Where's your production value?
She uses her mouth and not her feet. And that's the... Well, fuck. That's where the money is, you know?
Yeah. In the feet.
Okay, completely unrelated, but have you seen those like predictive text things that people always post on Facebook? Like, say this or use this and have predictive text finish it. What was mine? Oh, because it was a Halloween one. And it was, I want to suck your blank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I wonder what my predictive text is going to be. Type them in. Let's all type them in.
Okay,
because mine, I guarantee you, is the weirdest.
All right. Josh is going to get his phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed because all of them are good.
Start a new message.
Yep.
I'm going to do this to Aaron and then just send it to her because I think it would be funny.
Yes, I want to suck your door.
And then... Wow, okay.
Huh? Wait.
Mine says, I want to suck your phone off.
Interesting.
Should I send it to Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
She's sleeping. I shouldn't do that.
Mine is, I want to suck your stuff out, and then I'll do something for you guys.
You could have, yeah.
Mine is, I want to suck your hair, and I don't want you to feel bad.
Right then. Mine is, I want to suck your eyes out through your dick hole.
That sounds hot.
Can confirm.
That's some good suckage.
Yeah. And then there go the eyes.
Yep.
I remember the first
like
time
that
she
seen
stuck
in Beetlejuice.
I remember the first time she did give me a blowjob, and I was like, dude, that was like a porn star. Like, that was that awesome.
It's my gift.
Well, the first time I was with somebody who spit on my dick and was like pretty adamant about it, I was like, not like that. You added the extra layer there. It smells like Speedway.
God, it looks like it got slimed.
Now we're talking about our getting our dicks sucked, but like, what about you? Like when someone's going down on you, what is that? I guess that would be me, because
when someone,
yeah, what? Yeah, it's great. It's amazing. It's like top tier.
I eat a lot of pie.
All right, so it's time for us to do a verdict.
Oh.
I got to that Tootsie World center of that Tootsie Pop.
One corner.
I'm drunk.
No shit.
For once, I'm not the drunkest one.
No.
Poor podcasters, you know.
Sweet, maybe I'll get laid tonight.
In the other corner, there's a puma. It's like, hey,
I'm Carol Baskin.
Basically, wants to know, do we think it's possible that there was a beast in the UK?
Beast of Bodmin Moor.
I'm going to say absolutely 100% yes. I saw some other pictures outside of this regular-looking house cat that Ryan has sent us, and it just looks like it's a Black Panther or a Jaguar that's just got out. It was probably somebody who took in this like as a kitten and was like, I could do this, and it got so big, and they're like, yeah, no, I can't do this now, and so they released it into the wild, and the pictures and the sightings were of a cat that somebody thought they could raise and was released. And that's why it died, and you don't really see it anymore. Yeah. Simple as that. It was it was somebody, some idiot, that released a cat. Right.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most. I think that's the most logical explanation. Although I don't think it would be out of the realm of possibility for there to be a big cat, because if you look, England is sort of on the same. Was it longitudinal? That goes horizontally.
That's correct.
That we are, they experience a lot of similar weather, and we have, you know, not big cats, but like, yeah, bobcats, and we have lynx,
cougars, lynx.
Yeah. So, I mean, for them to have some sort of big cat up there wouldn't necessarily be super surprising. Mm. But I think in an instance like this, where it's a big, big cat, it was probably someone who's, Jesus Christ, this cat's eating all my Cheetos. It's got to go.
Those are my flaming hots. Get out of here, Lynx.
God, that sounds so good.
I'm sure there's, like April's saying, there's big cats or cats that are bigger than a house cat there. But it's probably just some drunk bloke on his 17th pint and his fish and chips lured some sort of house cat. You know how
that smells like fish.
Food, like, food in general.
Yeah.
Because they're out trying to hunt and they smell something cooking.
Well, especially
if it's other English food, the cat will be like vomiting in the corner. Hey, UK listeners, Lyra_guy_guy. Your food sucks.
Look, realistically though, mushy peas is a thing mushy that they peas. Eat and they're not okay.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We'll probably go over there eventually when we tour the UK.
Yeah, oh yeah.
See that, know that. So,
hey, subscribe to our Patreon if you want a UK tour, because that's probably like the only way we're going to be able to afford it.
So far.
Exactly.
Get there.
If we get another round of coronavirus, I'm sure we can afford plane tickets.
I would love to come out there, mate?
Hello.
You guys don't have a weird... I mean, maybe there's a weird cat dog. I don't know. I'm not even paying attention. I've been the host for this one, and I'm just like, this seems silly to me, but at the same time, I can kind of understand that maybe there was a wild cat. Yeah, maybe it's, I could believe this. I can believe it. It's totally possible.
Especially because there's no, like, with the Mothman, it was, or, you know, some of the other cryptids we've covered have, but there's evil or there's eat children or something fucked like that. It's like, no. Some guy went, hey, there's a big giant cat. Okay.
Released it. Totally plausible.
Right.
Totally. And that's been your verdict.
Again, wow. It's always funny when we have a cryptid because most of the time we're like, yeah, no, this shit's not real. But every once in a while we'll have one where like you start doing the research and you're like, no, this is very plausible. Mm-hmm. And especially because, like April said, it's not an evil laser eye cat.
No, well, this is realistic.
It's a realistic thing, and there's video footage of it that I watched, and I was just kind of like,
I get it.
Cat.
It's a cat. It's a wild cat. Puma or something else. We'll see.
Puma is how I think they pronounce it over there. Puma.
You. All right. Well, hey, we actually do have a.
Oh, what's going on?
A 5-star.
That was the 5.
Oh, okay.
The 5-star shout out.
5-star review.
So our man, Mr. Matt McShitterman, got an iPad.
I don't think that's his real name.
Hey, it's McShitterman.
McShitterman. No, I want to say that we love you to death, man. You're one of our crucial, like, big time fans that always comments on things and just, you know, you
a contributor.
You're a cheerleader for the show, and that's something that we need. We need people that are always out there to love us. And
I'm sure he looks good in those cheerleader outfits too. Mm-hmm.
We would love to see it. Send us pictures.
And we know who all you cheerleaders are. We see you.
We love you.
All your pink hair. So McShitterman gets an iPad from the Rural Juror.
That's a 30 Rock reference.
Nice. I think he'll appreciate that, actually. Mm-hmm. He says, Mr. Matt says, love this group. If you want a podcast that's full of wit and dumb humor, and I mean that in the best way possible, of course.
Yeah.
Give this one a try. Over the years, they have covered many topics, and they do great research on different aspects of said topics. Sometimes full of drunken ad antics. Sometimes full of hot air, looking at you, Josh.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. To be fair,
there's a lot of something for everyone. Thanks for the great pod. Go ahead, Josh.
Josh.
To be fair.
Oh, my God.
I have flatulated into the microphone only like, no, okay, I'll say like 6 times. It's that goddamn soundboard. I think Larry has farted into the mic more than I have.
Okay, but was it Larry that sent Larry a sound clip of him diarrheaing into the toilet?
That's diarrhea. It's not a fart.
There's a maybe fart at the end. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
You guys decide. Thank you for your 5-star shout outs.
That soundboard has gotten me into so much heat over the time that we've done this show. And I'm like,
I have old timey friends who are like, man, do you fart that much? Or like,
yeah, and I'm like, it's really, if you were to take all the times that we've done certain things, it's not that bad. The soundboard is
dude.
That doesn't even sound like mine. That sounds like you.
Larry's, Josh. Larry's a smart
producer. Larry's farts are smart. It's a smart fart.
Larry has smart farts.
Siri.
Thank you, Siri. Finally, you're not just going to show me internet links.
Internet clips. Cake farting.
Internet tigers. Well, guys, we did another episode.
We had
a long week. We'll see each other next Saturday. But until then, What should they check out right now? What, does anybody have any plugs they want to throw out there?
They should go to patreon.com/beercitymediapodcasts because if you like this show, then you'll love going to that and listening to The List. In which what do we do on The List, April?
Well, on The List, everyone chooses, it rotates weekly. Everyone gets to choose a random list and tell everyone about it. It's actually really fun. We've covered some really interesting lists.
We have.
And if, you know, on top of that, though, if you pay the $5 level, you get you also get another show. And Larry, what do we do on another show?
On another show, April hosting, of course, as always, the lovely Pipes producing great content. We just talk about shit. That's really...
It really
lately, I mean, sometimes we'll play a game. Sometimes we'll do a bracket. It's just whatever goes, goes.
Pornhub comments.
Yeah. Last time it's whatever we want.
Literally, we hit record and what happens, happens.
Yep. Including your cat rubbing your butthole on an iPad.
That's true. But yeah, it's only $5. Cost of a coffee and you get 2 or 4 extra shows every month.
Well, I've tried to explain this to people because I think sometimes they get confused. But yeah, it's you pay $5, you get 4 extra episodes a month.
Yeah.
So
that's like just barely $1. And sometimes a bonus episode. I won't promise a lot, but you know, sometimes you do an extra
we're
show here and there.
Working bodies. We have wives and girlfriends and
some of us are mothers.
Yeah, it's true.
And by some, I mean one.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget, too, if you subscribe to the Patreon, you have access to the EFIS.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yes.
And what else is up now?
Your City Spaceship.
Your City Spaceship.
Also,
Potty Slam.
Yep. Potty Slam, Beer City Spaceship, and the EFIS right now for sure.
And we're currently working on transferring files for Stip Joystick and Off Tempo.
Tempo, yep.
And Bud Miles and the Off Script.
I'm very much looking forward to Bud Miles.
They're already up there.
They are up there. Nice. Okay. So they're not a lot of episodes, but there's something to listen to.
Thing is, we're talking about hundreds of extra shows that you can hear.
Indeed.
And it's only $5. What's $5, guys?
$5 a month and, you know, you get good things.
You do. You get lots of good things. Many, many hours. Hundreds of hours of extra content.
Indeed.
And hey, if you guys like music, go check out Big Ol' Riches on Bandcamp.
You know, if you really like music, you should check out Glassfield on Bandcamp.
Yeah,
hey, I have no marketable skills, but you can send me a Starbucks card.
You should definitely do that. They helped our local economy and keeping people employed in the Grand Rapids
and
Jenison area.
Keep me sane.
And keeping April from
yes.
doing something awful to Josh.
Her pink hair is great.
Indeed.
Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there before we...
My new favorite one.
Play guitar and I finger chicks.
Josh,
play guitar and I finger chicks.
But, I'm more disturbed by the fact that it's chicks plural. You just finger
play
one
guitar
chick.
And I finger chick.
He was in character.
Better only finger That's one in, chick, Josh.
Right.
He was in character, to be honest.
My girlfriend just left tonight, and I'm like, I can't finger her.
Play guitar
tomorrow.
And finger chicks.
And
like, you can do that all the time. I envy you, man.
Get a papaya and cut it in half. Practice your skills.
Oh my god. I mean,
we'll see you next week on another episode of the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys. So many times you trade your passion for philosophy. Don't lose your grip. Keep that in love. I have a tiger. I'm
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.